We'll do a review of Lakutas Sichas in Chelik Yud, the second Sicha for Parshas Toldos. In this Sicha, the Rebbe explains a Sifri on the Parsha. When Yaakov was being blessed by Yitzchak, so as an introduction, before he gives him the blessings, Yaakov, Yitzchak says to Yaakov, he praises him that the aroma of my son is like the aroma of a field that Hashem has blessed. So the Sifri explains that this actually represents the three stages of the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash being built, and then the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, and then finally the third Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt again. And this all serves as an introduction to saying, because of Rei Reich Beni, he is ready to bench him with V'yitin L'cha HaLikim, with all the brachas. And the Rebbe's main question is, how does the fact that he saw the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which is basically because of Averis, that's because of sin, how could the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash also be a introduction? Oh, that's why I'm going to give you the brachas, because Re'ei, you see that there's going to be destruction. The Rebbe explains the idea of the brachas of V'yitain L'cho HaLikim, first of all, that it comes from the Shem HaLikim, and also that it says V'yitain, V'yitain, V'yachzir, V'yitain, that this all hints to the two levels of what Hashem gives, which is the level of Tzadikim and the level of Baal Teshuvah. And the idea of the destruction to get to the level of Teshuvah is actually like the pasuk says over here, which is a ability that even a person who strayed koyach atzmai, first you get the hashpoa from above, and then also bekoyach atzmai you should be able to turn things around. That's the extra v'yitein v'yachzer v'yitein, as we'll see the Rebbe beautifully explains in the Sicha. But let's not jump ahead of ourselves. Let's go in the Sicha and the order. Ois Aleph. So first the Rebbe brings down that the parshasenu misuper, in our portion, the portion of Toldos, it relates Shakoi demshen nizbonech Yaakov avinu bebirchas v'yitin l'cho elikim v'goymer, that prior to our father Yaakov being blessed with the bracha, may Hashem give you v'yitin l'cho elikim v'goymer, etc. That was the bracha. But before that, Omer Yitzchak avinu. So how did our father Yitzchak say to him? B'toyr hakdom, as an introduction before the blessing. Re'ei reyach b'ni k'reyach soda asher berachei Hashem. Look, the aroma of my son is like the aroma of a field that Hashem has blessed. That seems prompted him to give the bracha v'yitin l'cholikim. So what does this Sifri say? Sifri says that in this posik of Rei Reach B'ni K'reach HaSode is actually hinted the three situations, the Beis HaMikdash as it was built, the Beis HaMikdash as it is destroyed, and also the Beis HaMikdash as it will be rebuilt. Let's see. Amru Razal al Pasuk Zeh B'Sifri. So our sages of blessed memory say about this verse in the Sifri, say like this, quote, V'chein ato moitze b'Yitzchok, so you find by Yitzchok, is quoting the Sifri, Shero oisoi, he saw him, the Beis HaMikdash, a Beis HaMikdash, Bonui, he saw it built. So he saw that it was destroyed. And also, he saw that it was built and fixed fully for the future to come. How does this associate, hinted to our pasuk? Rei reyach b'ni, when it says si reyach b'ni, the aroma of my son, harei bonui, that is represents the building. Reyach, the aroma, represents the aroma of the korbonis. Reyach koyi al hakorbonis, she'inyonum reyach nechoyach, that refers to the korbonis whose aspect is that they are a pleasant aroma. Sha'akarivu bebeis hamikdash, that they have offered, they brought in the beis hamikdash. Ubni, so what it says, re'ei re'yach bni means pirush ebonui. That means that it's built. Re'ei re'yach bni, the korbonis of the built beis hamikdash. Then it says further, kireyach soda. That represents Harei Chorev. That represents the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. K'mei Shekosuv, like we find in the Pasuk in Micha, Gimel, Perek Yud Beis. So over there it says, Tziyon Soda Techoresh. So we see that when it's talking about the Tziyon Yerushalayim, it's talking about it will be plowed like a field, so we call it a field. So when it says, Reyach Soda, the sode is represents the destruction. And then further it says, Asher Merachai Hashem, that Hashem is blessed, Harei Bonuyu Meshuchel Oselovay. This is talking about when it's built, representing, hinting to when it's built and completely established in the future to come. So, V'lechayrei Nemuva. So it's not understood, how could all these three things, even this aspect of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, be a introduction to the blessings that Yitzchak got? How could we possibly say Shekol Gimul Hadvorim? All of these three matters, Hanal, that we mentioned earlier, Shero Yitzchak, that Yitzchak saw, Hey Magdoma Lebrocha Sheberich LeYaakov, they are an introduction to the blessing that he blesses Yaakov. Ubifrat, especially she'echad mehem who beis hamikdash bechurbonei. One of them discusses. One of them represents the beis hamikdash as it was destroyed. She'sibas hachurban who mipnei chatainu. Why does the destruction come because of our sins? Hulu yad shenishtalcho b'mikdashecho mipnei chatainu. Golinu marseinu yad shenishtalcho b'mikdashecho. The reason why there is a yad that was sent to our Beis HaMikdash to destroy it was because of our sins. How could that possibly, how could also this destruction, the sins, also that contents, that idea is opposite of good and blessing. How could that be an introduction for the blessing? Gam tzorich lahavin, we also need to understand tam hadavar, the reason for this matter, shechurbonei shel beis hamikdash merumes kan b'tevas v'inyan sodem. Why is it hinted the beis hamikdash destruction, the word sodem? The sodem, there is a pasuk that says tzayin in micha sodet teichorish, and because of that, that represents the idea of the Beis HaMikdash when it was destroyed. There could be many other hints. What specific the Rebbe wants to say? That the idea of a field, when you soften it up, it's for the purpose, and the main purpose it is the field, to benefit the field, so that the field, when it's softened up, then when it rains, it can grow, it can produce. It's Sodet Techoresh. So while the pasuk over here is the destruction, as the Rebbe will explain at the end of the sikha, over here it is emphasized that is the field. But in the question now, the Rebbe wants to know, why does it emphasize in the idea of soda shiraka pi mashikosuv tzion soda tchorish? The connection is only because there's a pasuk says that tzion will be plowed like a field. So that's the whole connection. The plowed like a field, so that's why we call it soda. So, seems to be a little stretched when the Torah could have used some other language to hint for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, not just the word Sode, which seems to be a little far. The first and the last part, the fact that Reyach B'ni, that hints to the Beis HaMikdash when it was built, move on. That's understood. Because that's the idea of the karbonis. V'ha karbonis emikr beis hamikdash. And the karbonis, they remain part of beis hamikdash. So the beis hamikdash is hinted to with the idea of reyach, you understand? V'chein muvan heitev, and also we understand well, zeh shehateve is asher beracha Hashem, that the words asher beracha Hashem meramzeis lebeis hamikdash habonu meshuchlos lovoi, in the end that this represents Hashem blessed, that hints to the Beis HaMikdash that is built and prepared for the future to come. Also understand, Hare binyonei v'shichlulo shel Beis HaMikdash de lo osid, because the building and the putting everything in place in the Beis HaMikdash in the future, zehu tachlis b'rchosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is Beracha Hashem, this is the ultimate blessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those connections are very clear to the first Beis HaMikdash, to the built Beis HaMikdash, and to the future Beis HaMikdash. Aval zeh she Beis HaMikdash b'churbonei, but this part, the middle part, that the Beis HaMikdash is hinted b'churbonei, merumas b'sode, that it's hinted in the word sode, einei muvan, it's not understood. Gam churbonei chelabayis b'ifun zeh achar. Also, another thing is, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, whether in this way or another way, Mainav Kimina Kan. What difference does it make over here, whether it was like a Sodot Techorish or not? But we're talking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's what we're talking about. What? But in another point, Rebbe brings out over here that the Pasuk of the Sodot Techorish, Hoyil Achre Churban Sreifas Beis HaMikdash, that is actually after, it's not the actual destruction, that is after destruction of Beis HaMikdash. It's a separate matter that took place after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. So why are we hinting the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in the idea of Sodeh, which Sodeh Tzirin Techorish? But as the Rebbe will explain, that herein lies the whole idea of the Churban Beis HaMikdash as an introduction to the level of Teshuvah, the level of Techorish, of softening up, as the Rebbe will explain later on. In Ois Beis, the Rebbe brings in another issue to explain what he started off in Ois Aleph. He asks by the bracha that Yaakov, that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, it says, V'yitan lecha ha'elikim. So Rashi explains that the yitain means yitain, and he'll give again. What does it mean by Hashem, the Rebbe asks, to give and give again? A person who's limited, maybe the first time he doesn't give it all. So he gives some, then he gives some more. But Hashem gives it all at once. He's unlimited. So why would he need to give and give again? Just give it the first time, everything you want to give. And even there is a limitation, that would be an individual bracha, like we find by Yaakov, he blessed every shevet, because they have a certain limitation of the recipients. But in this case, we're talking about blessing to Yaakov, which is related to the soul of Adam HaRishon, a general soul. So what kind of a limitation is there? And also, why does it say V'yitan Elikim, versus Elikim is the level of Tzimtzum? Let's look inside. Ois Beis, V'yuvan kol zeh, so we'll understand all the above, Bahagdim, by introducing Masha Omru Razal, what our sages tell us, and this is actually comes from the Bereishis Rabbah, but it's also Huva B'Pirush Rashi. It's also brought in Rashi, as the Rebbe discussed in the Or, it's the extra Vav over here that tells us that V'yitin Yachzeh V'yitin. So what does the sages and Rashi say on the Pasuk Shel'achrei Ha'gdoma V'yitin L'cho Elikim? After we had the introduction Mireyach B'ni, so Reireyach B'ni K'rei Chasod, as we discussed before, the Pasuk says that V'yitin L'cho Elikim Yitin V'yachzeh V'yitin. He'll give and he'll give again. That seems to be difficult. What is lacking in the first giving? Yitzchok blesses Yaakov an additional, that Hashem should give you again. We understand if the giving comes from a human being, flesh and blood. Even if it's a large gift, umeruba, and many, a big and lot of a gift, of it's still limited. Because the giver is limited. He can't give an unlimited amount because the person is limited. That's why it's possible that one to complete it. And to add to it by giving after giving. As opposed to in our matter, that when Hashem is the one that's giving, so for sure that also the first giving, which is from the kindness of Hashem, it's a complete and it's an unlimited. Hashem is the one that's giving it. Just like Hashem is without a limit. And he is in total wholesomeness, so therefore it's given in a such a way. So what is added when we say that he's going to give again? So, Bechlau, since we're talking about the Eberstedt is the Yitain, and he gives Bligvul, so what is Shaykh has to give again? V'yitin, and he'll give you again. Gives it the very first time, he doesn't have any limits. And even if there's a limit because of the recipient, you might think, but not in the case of Yaakov, who is Klal, who is the generality. Let's see inside. Afilu im tim tzolemer. Even if you're going to find to say that gam babrocha de lamayla hagbola, that also in the blessing that comes from above, there is a limit. And therefore, there can be an addition. Because of the limitation of the bracha, there is an additional bracha. That is possible when the case we're dealing with is a specific blessing to a individual person. Similar to the blessings that the tribes received by Yaakov, our father, in the Parshas Vayichi, and in Moshe Rabbeinu, in Vezois HaBrocha. So over there, shall zeh nemar ish asher ki birchosei berich oisom, that each person got their blessing, which means they're limited. Mitzad hagdaroso ki brocha pratis, because of defining it as a individual blessing, the mizborchim pratim, to individuals that are being blessed. So then there is room to add further matters in the blessing itself, or to add to this, to combine to this additional people to be blessed. But that applies in a case when we're talking about individuals, as opposed to in our situation, the one who's being blessed is our father Yaakov, shehu koilel as kol hanesham eskulam, he includes all souls, ki yedua, as it's known in the fact that the Gemara says beinyan shufre de Yaakov avinu main shufre de odom harishin, that the beauty, the Gemara says there, of Yaakov, our father, is similar to the beauty of Adam Arishain, but it's also refers to the fact that he was an Neshama Klolis, and he is associated with Adam Arishain, the first man. So that he is includes everything, just like the first man included everything, all the descendants. And not only is we talking about a person who's an Neshama Klolis, we're also talking about Gama Brocha, that includes all the good that is in the entire order of the Hishtauslus, the whole creation, everything possibly. Mital Hashamayim Umishman Eoretz. When we say the dew of the heaven and from the fat of the land, that includes everything in between. Ubefrat, especially Shazohu Mital Hashamayim. We're not even saying from the rain, dew is even a higher level. Hanayle v'hameshubach b'shamayim. That is greater and it's more praiseworthy in the Shemayim, even more than rain. Ki yidua mailas tal al motor, as known that dew has an advantage over rain, talloy me'etzer, it's from a higher level than the level of rain. And when we're talking about the land, we're not saying just the land, we're talking the fat of the land. Mishmani oretz, hamuvchar shebaretz. So we're talking about the choicest of the land. V'im kein, ma'uzeh, what is the meaning? She'yachzer v'yitein eidapam. What is there to give again once everything was already given? Metalo shemayim mishmani oretz. It was given to Neshama Yisrael. And then the Rebbe raises another issue. Why does it say over here, v'yitein l'cha elikim? Why are we using Shem elikim? V'gam tzarech lahovin. We also need to understand, ma'ahu oimre, why does it say v'yitein l'cha elikim? Halo inyan ha-bracha hu m'shem avaya. The level, the idea of bracha is from Shem avaya. Shu b'chines ha-rachamim. That comes from the name that is compassion. V'loi Shem elikim she'inyon edin v'tzimtzum. And not from the name of elikim, which is judgment and restriction and din and simsum. So why does it say v'yitin l'cha elikim? Shugav v'yitin l'cha Hashem. And as the Rebbe will see, so the Rebbe will explain that actually the additional bracha is the avoyde b'koyach atzmai. There is avoyde b'koyach that Hashem gives you. And v'yachzer v'yitain is give you the koyach to do b'koyach atzmai. And even the koyach atzmai also comes from above. But there are two separate categories, as we'll see inside. Ois gimel. The Rebbe, in this case, gives it an example of two types of students. One that accepts everything that you give them, but the other one you teach them so that not only do they receive what you teach them, but they have the ability to come up with their own idea. And the Rebbe brings down from the Pirkei Avos that we see over there the two advantages of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. And they both had advantage of each other. One is that would receive and as a recipient would take it all in without even missing a drop. But on the other hand, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch had the advantage because he would be able to increase on his own, to come up with own ideas. But here, the Yitain, V'yachzer V'yitain, associate with these two levels, the level of Avoida, that you come from Hashem and you receive, and the other one is Yitain, in which you work with Koyach Atzma. Let's look inside Gimel. The Yuvan Kolzal, the Moshul, will understand all the above by using example, Mashpo, Sarav Talmud, from the flow, the influence of the teacher to the student. The Efshar Liz B'Zashnei Yafanim, for there is two possibilities that could take place. Number one, Aleph Shatalmud, Rak Makabal Seichel Arab, that the student only is a recipient of the Rav's intellect. Even if he's able to understand it on the highest of levels, to the extent that he becomes one, he unites with the intellect of his teacher. In other words, he fully comprehends it. Yet, that flow that comes from the teacher cannot impact the student. So he should come up in the manner that he was taught on his own to come up with a chiddush or with a novelty. And number two, that's one category. The second category is Sha'atamid Makabalas Kol Seichel Harav, that the student receives, is a recipient of the entire intellect of the teacher, but he gets it on such a high level to impact him gamma yechailis, so that he also has the ability that he can add and he can come up with new ideas within his own power. So the teacher impacted him in such a way that he received it on such a level that he can go ahead and later on and come up with his own ideas. And this is actually articulated, this distinction in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. B'talmidov shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, those were the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrkinos, He was like a plastered pit that doesn't lose a drop. He used to seal it with a sealer that no water would get lost. It would hold the water in there. It means that it contains, doesn't lose anything. This is a greatest of level in the ways how to receive the Chokhmah, that it stands and that everything is kept, doesn't lose a drop from the teaching. But Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, on the other hand, who kimayin hamizgaber, he is like a well that strengthens itself. Hainu shu meisiv machadish b'keyach atzmei, that he could add and come up with novelties on his own. We'll move on. So it's understood shebe'ofen hasheni shel ha'ashpa, that in the second type of the flow of the teacher, yesh yisrei mailo legabe zeh shaladishin, there is an advantage in relative to the first way of teaching. That's actually very clearly explained over there in the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings this out, and it says, if you should take all the sages of Israel on a scale, you weigh one side against the other, and you put them all on one side, and you actually include also Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Afimom, Elazar ben Hyrcanus will actually be with all the Chachamim. And on the other side of the scale, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, Bekafshniya, he would be on the other side of the scale, Machriyas Kulam, he would decide all of them, which means he would weigh them all down. His power is greater than all of the Chachamim, including Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. We see that there's an advantage in the ability of Mayan HaMizgaber on coming up with the Yechidushim more than the Beir Sud, more than the recipient of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. And the reason is Vatam Poshut, and the reason is very obvious. Even though this level of being a plastered cistern, a pit that doesn't lose even a drop, in Mabatipo, that's a very high step in receiving and absorbing the wisdom. Asher lochein, the Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus b'mayla zu, who machrias kol chachma Yisrael. That's why it's such a great mila, that with, if we're looking into who can receive everything and most, in that case, he is actually going to outweigh all the sages of Israel, kol Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, including Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, which means, as the Rebbe learns, there's a difference in the Mefarshim, but as the Rebbe brings down over here, that when we said that in the beginning of that Mishnah, that Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus will win and his side would outweigh, that would include outweigh even Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, the one who is Mayan HaMizgaber, was on the other side, because when we talk about the advantage of Beir Sud She'einam Abetipa, which was the advantage of Elazar ben Hyrcanus, in that aspect, he actually outweighs Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, who is the Mayan HaMizgaber. But, so while there is a advantage to Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus in the Beir Sud She'einam Abetipa, being able to receive all, even relative to Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, but still, Mekoma Kaim, Chochma b'mekabel himugbelis, but nevertheless, the wisdom that the recipient is limited, is still limited. Lo yoser, it will be no more. Whatever he received, there's no more than that what was told to him. Even though afshigam lepachos, there is no less. He gets everything, but getting everything means he can only get whatever the rabbi taught. He can't have more. He can't get more than what he received from his teacher. As opposed to one who is like a well that strengthens itself, to add with wisdom, with his own power. to be mechadish, my name is Gaber, are yesh b'koychel is Gaber, yesh v'yesh b'liagbola. So that means that he has the strength to increase and to overpower more and more without any limits. Receiving is limited to what the teacher has taught. If you're able to increase, then you're not limited. It can go on and on. But how does the student get that ability to go on his own more and more? That also comes from the teacher. That comes from the teacher. Rabbi Yochanan, they were all students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Even, however, the greatness of this student, who's like a well that strengthens itself, on his own, that is a result, and it's the impact, the influence of the flow of the teaching of the Rav. Because the goal and the purpose of the hashpah amitis of true flow, it's also in this. The rabbi teaches not only to get his chokhmah, but the true, the ultimate goal of the teaching is also in this aspect, sheharav hamashpia, that the rav, the teacher who is gives the flow, is the one that teaches. He places the student on his feet so that he should be able to come up with ideas and to with novelties with his own strength. So it turns out that since it's the rabbi's influence that caused him, that taught him so well, so that he can start on his own, come up with the chidushim. So it turns out, shagam chidushim elu, that also these novelties, you say dosim bashpo sarav, they're based in the flow that comes from the teacher. Okay, move on. The Rebbe says this is also understood in the language that the Mishnah presents it, that they were all students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and therefore Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch can be a ma'inam isgaber. Also from the language, the style of the Mishnah, in which the greatness, the praise of one is a kamayin amizgaber, that one is like a well that overpowers, that comes as a follow-up and it's connected to the fact that there were five students of Yochanan ben Zakkai. So we're saying that this man, one of the advantages of Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, my name is Gaber, is a Talmud. He's a student of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. There's also a result of being a Talmud of Yochanan ben Zakkai. So basically, we have these two aspects. One aspect is where the student receives everything. That's like Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. And then you have the second style of Mayan HaMizgaber. The teacher teaches the person to be able to come up with own novel ideas. But still, how does the student have the power, the Koyach Atzmei, that also comes from Hashem? And that's also what is the way the Rebbe equates it now. In Oiz Dalet, above, that when the Eibishter gives you, he gives you first, so you should receive everything that the Eibishter gives you, that Hashem gives you. And then on top of that, he gives you that you should be able to go on your own. But even that second is V'yitein V'yachzer V'yitein. He still has to give it to you, because the Koyach that you have, B'Koyach Atzmoy, also comes from Hashem. Let's look inside, Oiz Dalet. Al derech zeh hu gam b'hashpo emelmaila de'abrocha hanam. So similar, it's also in the flow that comes from above through the above bracha v'yitein l'cho ha'likim v'yitein v'yachzer v'yitein melevad ha'ashpo ha'atzma, besides the flow itself, which Hashem gives, yesh bo gam ha'ilu v'yistin, it also has the greatness and the advantage shepoyil b'mushpa, that it impacts, and the one who is and the recipient, umamide bedarga kazu, and it places him on such a level, that he can utilize that flow he got from this teacher on his with his own strength. V'zehu, and this is yitain, he gives, v'yachzer v'yitain, which means like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yitain lo kol hashpo atzma. Hashem gives him the entire flow itself. V'gamzeh dover sholem hu, and this is also, this flow is something which is complete. Hu k'mer b'rishu t'shen m'da b'tipa, just like the pit that is cemented without losing a drop. V'yachzer v'yitain. Then he gives it again as hayicholus, the possibilities lahagzgaber b'keich atzim b'shpozu, that with that flow you should be able to strengthen by yourself. So therefore, v'gamze v'yitain shenitim hakadosh baruch hu. This is still that second part that you should do b'keich atzim is also given from Hashem. That's part of the hashpoa that you should be able to go ahead and be mechadish b'keich atzim. The Rebbe said in the service of man to Hashem, basically these two categories are the difference between a tzaddik and a baal tshuva. A tzaddik works with what he got originally, with the flow, does the things right in the beginning. A baal tshuva is someone who actually has to on his own turn himself around. He has to take the mistakes, the zdoinus, and make him into zechuyus. That's called b'koyach atzmai. And but even this power for a person to do tshuva also comes from Hashem, like the v'yachzer v'yitin. Everything comes back from Hashem. And as we see that, just like we say that there is an advantage to the student who is a mayan hamizgaber, that you can on your own, the same thing is an advantage of baal tshuva. We say b'mokim shebaal tshuva imdim tzadikim gemurim ein chen lamed. Similar with the difference between a tzadik and a baal tshuva is these two levels of b'yir soy chen ma'abetipa or kimayinam zgaber. Let's look inside. I say shtei madreges elu, these two steps, a b'yir soy chen ma'abetipa, the lined boir, which does not lose a drop, and ukemayinam is gabed, and like a well that strengthens itself. Yeshnam gamba vidas odom, this also exists in the service of man. Behain, and they are avodas hatzadikim, avodas baal tshuva, the service of the tzadikim and the service of the baal tshuva. Hatzadik hoylich b'derech yishorim, the tzadik goes on the straight path. Ve'avodas avay bin yonet toido mitzvahs, and he serves Hashem. The matters of Torah mitzvahs kvimish and nitnu v'nishpu milmailo, as they have been given, and as the flow comes from above. V'hu kli haroi lekabel kol ha'ashpoes el yonus shadei Torah mitzvahs. He becomes a, he is a vessel to receive all the supreme flows, all the energies, all the hashpoes that comes from above through shadei Torah mitzvahs to Torah mitzvahs. He goes straight. He's a b'yir soy chen ma'abetipa, he gets everything. But on the other hand, about tshuva, avidoso, his service is that he turns the intentional sins, those mistakes, he turns them into merits. The hainu, what does that mean? Shehu oived es havaye be'oifen dishapcha. He serves Hashem in a way that he turns things around. He turns things around so they're not the way they were given from above. Based in the way it was organized in the Seder, in the order, in the way it was organized in the service of our sorting out. It is impossible to sort out and to elevate those matters that comes from the three levels of the klippas, which are totally impure. The way to deal with them is to push them away in a way of pushing away so you don't do them, you don't do the negative. But when the baal tshuva, through this service on his own, with the level of tshuva, so he can sort out and he can elevate, so that also those intentionals become zechuyos. This is b'koyach atzmai, not the way it was given. Because from above, you cannot elevate the zdoinus. It's kibbul klipas atmeis. But tshuva can do that. Now, how does the person taka have that koyach? It's not from his own. Even though it comes with koyach atzmai, but Hashem gave him that power. We call zeh. Gam avedus habal tshuva. Also, the service of the bal tshuva, av shi b'koyach atzmai. Even though he has to struggle on his own, gam hi hashpo m'mayim. That also comes as a flow from above. This power that he awakes himself up, he arouses himself to, on his own, to return to Hashem, Hashem gives him the koyach, so that on his own he should be able to do that. And there's actually an advantage to this level of teshuvah, just like there's an advantage in my name is Gabad Vihine. Just as we explained earlier, in the example that we gave from the teacher and the student, the yesh yisrin ma'ila, that there is an advantage in the level, in bibchinas b'mayin hamizgaber, in the level, kimayin hamizgaber, in the level to be like a well that is strengthening, legabe, relative to bibchinas, to the level of b'er suchen ma'abetipa, this pit that doesn't lose even a drop. Similarly, there is an advantage in the service of a Baal Tshuva relative to the service of the Tzaddikim. This is what our sages of blessed memory told us. In the place where Baal Tshuva stands, the complete righteous cannot stand there. Move on. And so it's understood that also the idea, what stands behind, what is the advantage of the Baal Tshuva over the Tzaddik? It's also similar to what we said before, relative to the Rav and the Talmud, in which we said that the Talmud, who is a Mayan Mizgaber, can go Bli Gvul. Kishem Shekamayin HaMizgaber. Just like when we say Mayan Mizgaber. Malosi Bazehu. What's his advantage? That he's in a level that without any limit. Not as opposed to the Bereshit, who gets everything, he doesn't drop anything, but he doesn't come up with anything new. He's limited to the teacher. But the advantage of the my name is Gabriel is that there can be an endless amount of new ideas. So the same thing is the advantage of Baal Tshuva. That's in the level that their service is done in a limited, unlimited way. Ukiyadua, as it's known, the service of the tzaddikim, he bahadroga mesuderes. It's in a step, organized, step by step way. Beilu achar ilu, one elevation after the other elevation, you're going in a orderly fashion. Mashenken abedis about tshuva, as opposed to the service of the Baal Tshuva. It breaks through all the boundaries and all the limitations, and its elevation is not in a step-by-step way. In one moment, in one instant, and with lots of force. That's the advantage of the Baal Tshuva over the Tzaddik. So this fits in exactly with the two levels of Avodah in Avodah Sa'odom, the difference between Baal Tshuva and a Tzaddik. A Tzaddik is like a bird, such in Mabetipe. He gets all the energies, everything in an orderly way, but the Baal Tshuva can actually turn around and take things which were not meant to be elevated, meant to be pushed away, but since they failed, he does tshuva, he can elevate them as well. So in Ois Hei, the Rebbe basically said that tzaddikim are like the bird sucheinam abet tipa, and the Baal Tshuva is mayan hamizgaber. And the Rebbe said, but in reality, even a tzaddik also has the two avoiders, the avoider of the beginning of the day, which the davening moedani, and starts off with accepting everything, but then he has to go out into the world of Avodas Habirurim, which is also similar to Mayan Hamiz Gaber. But yet the Rebbe says, generally speaking, specifically, a tzaddik, even Avodas Habirurim of the tzaddik, is doing what Hashem has told him. It's taka birurim, it's taka transferring things from one domain, from Klipas Noiga to Kedusha, but it's all in the order what Hashem has told him. But it's Tafke al-Bal Tshuva who has the real Mayin Hamiz Gaber, which he takes the Zdoinyas and makes them to Zochias. So the Rebbe's point here is that the Avoida of Tzadik and Bal Tshuvas are included in the bracha that Avraham Yitzchok gave to Yaakov, the Neshama Klolis, he gave him the koyach for the avodas hatzadikim and the avodas ha-bal tshuva. Let's look inside in Eishvav. Ve'av shinyonim elu. Even though these two aspects we discussed before, which is hashpoh milmaila and avod b'koyach atzmai, that something which you receive from above and then you have to work with yourself, really, yeshnam b'chlolu gam b'avodas hatzadikim atzmo. Generally, we can find these two categories within the work, within the service of a tzaddik. He also has, and every day and day he has to contend basically with the two aspects of what he receives from above, and then he got to struggle. It says, the beginning of the service of the day is, I thank before you. We're thanking Hashem for the flow that comes from above. You have returned, give me back my soul with compassion. And also afterwards, immediately he davens his prayer, that he prayed that my prayer should be next to my bed, which means as soon as you get up, you pray, should be next to it, close by to getting up. So you have l'chatchila, the moida'ani, and you have the davening, the hainu, shemavakish, ma'akodesh baruch hu, yashashpile, kol habroches, v'ashpos milmailu. You ask from Hashem to daven to Hashem to give you, to be mashpia, all the blessings and the flow from above. And the fact that you say Hashem's name and you say Melech Olam, which is the key for the brachas, that means that the Eibishter, so to speak, has to fulfill them. So for sure, Hashem fulfills your requests and gives them to you. So we see that the beginning of the service of the day of the person belongs, is connected to receiving from above. Davening, moidani, everything with above. Over there, there is no service on your own koyach. You're asking everything from Hashem. But later on, then following that, there is the avodah by yourself. When you study Torah, you observe the mitzvahs, which is ma'ayin hamiz gaber, like a well that strengthens. So we find it even by a tzaddik, these two levels. But yet, they're not really by a tzaddik, because even the koyach atzmei is in the avodas that Hashem instructed him in the seder ha'ishtalshlus mekomukim beprodis, and specifically in the gam avodas zushal tzaddikim, even this service of the tzaddikim, b'limudat Torah, when you study Torah v'kima mitzvahs, and you're observing of the mitzvahs meshach kol hayom, during the duration of the entire day, mikivon shemekayim bozeh mashitzivohu. Since you are observing, fulfilling, you're observing that Hashem told you. That is also what Hashem has given you, the flow from above, that you should do this. That's not the true avodah by yourself.
She'ena ele b'avedis ha'tshuva. That's only b'avedis ha'tshuva. Okay, so we determined that this is established that the tzaddik is the technically, even though he has a little bit koyach atzme, but at the end of the day, it's all comes from the hashpo mil milo, which the Baal Tshuva has to work on his own. Yes, and also the Baal Tshuva comes from the v'yitain, comes from Hashem over there also. But the main thing, the point of there is b'koyach atzme. So now the Rebbe says this is actually also the bracha of Yaakov that Yitzchak gave him, that the Yidden should have the two powers of tzaddikim b'al tshuva. So based on this, we can say that in the blessing to Yaakov, when he says yitein, v'yachzer yitein, he'll give and give again, it includes not just the flow, supreme flow of Hashpoyes from above, binyonim gashmi v'ruchnim, both in physical and spiritual matters, v'beis ha'protim, Eibshter gave him in the two details, as we discussed the whole time, alef kabbalas hashpoah atzmo, to receive the flow, and beis yuchle natzla b'kerech atzmi, that you can lose by itself. So it doesn't only apply to just the general gashmis and ruchnis, kim gam hashpoah, also the flow unisinas hakoyach milmailo, and the given of the power from above lavoidus Hashem to serve the Eibishter bebeis suke avoida hanal, the two categories of service of above avoidus hatzadikim, that comes yitain, the service of tzadikim. Avoidus about tshuva, the way about tshuva is yachzer v'yitain. That's the second yachzer. That's v'yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. Yitain bal tshuva, yachzer v'yitain is a yitain is tzadikim, yachzer v'yitain is bal tshuva. With this, that the Rebbe connected now the Yachzer v'yitein to the Avodas HaBaal Tshuva, the Rebbe is going to tie it all back to the Beis Hamikdash b'Churbanoi, which was shown to Yitzchak Re'ireach B'ni, because that was the level of Baal Tshuva. The first Beis Hamikdash was Tzadikim, the second Beis HaMikdash came after the destruction, the third Beis HaMikdash, and therefore that is considered already the level of Baal Tshuva, the idea of Sodeh, as the Rebbe will explain. But beforehand, this whole idea now that Yitein v'yachzer v'yitein is talking about Tzadik and Baal Tshuva, the Rebbe says this explains another issue why this was the first time we find v'yitein lecha helikim. Because really, the level of Baal Tshuva only started at this point. Up to that point, there was no such a thing of Teshuva. That's why it's reserved for the bracha that Yitzchak is giving to Yaakov. Let's look inside. Based on the above, it will be explained an additional matter. And that is, Sha'ada bracha halozu, until this blessing, Shalidei Yitzchok, that comes through Yitzchok, einenu moitzim, we don't find shemishuhu yivorech benusach shel, that anybody should give a bracha in the language of Yitin l'cholikim gomer. Why is that? Because ad oz, until that time, lehoysa adayin ha'ev shorius, there has not yet existed the possibilities, v'ha'izdamnus, and the chance, la'vedis ha'tshuva, to the service of tshuva, kimoy shehi yitzel b'nei Yisrael, at the level of b'nei Yisrael. There is tshuva, but not the tshuva the way it says b'nei Yisrael. Why? Explains. Avram avinu haloi hoyo tzadik gomer. Avram was a complete tzadik. So, u b'nei odom shekodemuho, and the people that came before Avram, harei einom begeder b'nei Yisrael. They are not in the find, they're not defined as B'nai Yisroel. So they're not B'nai Yisroel. Tshuva B'nai Yisroel, we don't find. Af She Yishmoel B'noi. But what about the son of of Avram? The Pasuk says that he, Vayikru Yitzchok Yishmoel, Rashi says that he did Tshuva. So even though Af She Yishmoel B'noi Shel Avram Avinu Chozor B'Tshuva, even though he did Tshuva, Lohoiso B'Bchinas HaTshuva, it wasn't the same level of tshuva of a Jewish man. What does it mean, the tshuva of a isha Israeli? The Rebbe explains in the parentheses, shemuvono hu shechoto, that he sinned. That means a sin of a yid. Ba'afa became be'eshechoto Yisroel. At the time that he's sinning, he still remains a Yisroel. And vuhu sheshav b'tshuva, then he is the one that returns b'tshuva. So it's still the same person. He's still Jewish, and he does tshuva. Ki olav amr razal, but that's not the way it took place by Yishmael. By him, by Yishmael Avram yotzo b'menu Yishmael. Yishmael basically left him. She yotzo pirish b'menu. He left and he separated himself from Avram. Bekiven Shekain, so at that point he was no longer a Yisrael, he was no longer Hare B'tshuvosei Einu Huatz Mishashov. So in his return, it's not he is returning, Elokilu Mitzisachet, it's somebody new. He left and then he came back, but it's something new. But by a Yid, doesn't matter, even while Averi is still a Yisrael. But all this changed now. Mashein came beis habrocha shebirech Yitzchok. But as opposed to now, at the time, the bracha that Yitzchok is giving to Yaakov, farbo ha'efshorius linyan ha'tshuva. Now already there is that possibility for the concept of teshuva. Bibnoi, by his son. It should be be'esof. So, over here, there could be teshuvah already. Now we're talking about a new bracha, v'yitnucha l'kim. As the Rebbe explains, the yachzer v'yitain is the teshuvah level, in addition to the regular level. Because, sh'af agav shev gam boi nem Yitzchok yotzim ben Esav, even though as far as Esav, it says with regards to Yitzchok, that he left him, that yotzim emenu, same language as by Yishmael. But the kol zebiru chazal, still, notwithstanding, our sages say, "Oifen Yitziyosi." How was the way he left? Shehoya Yisrael Mumer. He was a Yisrael who is a Mumer. So while he was a Mumer, he converted to the other, away from Judaism, but he's still considered a Yisrael. Utshuver Shapir Shayecheslay. And Shuvah still applies to him. So unlike Yishmael, at the time that he left, he wasn't Shaychus. He came back on new Metzias. But here it's Shaychus. And therefore, there was a blessing of Teshuvah for him, of by Yitzchak coming along the idea of Teshuvah. But zeh gam yumtok masherotze Yitzchak levoreches Esav. Now we understand that it's sweetened also the idea that he... Yitzchok wanted to bench Esav because he thought it was Esav. So he was giving the bracha to Yaakov, but he really wanted to give it to Esav. This bracha, bebracha zuv deyitin l'cho, kirotz l'amshichalo, because he intended, before Yaakov tricked and got the brachas, he was going to give these brachas exactly to Esav because he needed it. He needed the bracha for tshuva. Kirotz l'amshichalo as a koich l'tshuva. He wanted to draw down upon him the power for tshuva. Abel Yaakov Shu Ishtam Hare Avedos Hatzidikim Avedosay. Yaakov, who is a simple a person who serves with tzaddikim, is his service. So therefore, he didn't supposed to get Vitlcha. That was a bracha reserved for Esav. Yaakov ended up getting it. But we see it makes a lot of very sweetens the idea that the bracha here was for teshuva. Abel Be'emes Gam Bracha Zu Sheyeches Rak LiYaakov. But the truth is that itake only belongs to Yaakov. Kigam avodas hatshuva bipnimius v'tzmusa, because in truth, the inner and the essence of teshuva loy titochen elu b'Yaakov, born of only Yaakov and his son. So this was a whole side point that the Rebbe brings out, that the v'yitin l'cho elikim was said specifically for the very first time, because this was intended for Esav, who needed it. That was the first time that there's an idea of teshuva, which is part of the v'yitin l'cho elikim. But in the end, the Rebbe says, still, this really belongs to Yaakov, who ended up getting it, because real avodas teshuva belongs to Yaakov. And now we're going to circle back to the first issue, why is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash preparation, inspiration for giving the brachas to Yaakov, because the fact that it was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed represents the level of tshuva that it can be built back. Let's look inside. Based on what was explained before, Yuvan Mashekosu b'Sifri will understand what it says in the Sifri. Shero Yitzchok Beis HaMikdash b'Binyoni. He saw it when it was built. That was the beginning. B'Churbonei, when it was destroyed. And as it is built and it's all fixed up in the future to come. So Beis HaMikdash b'Binyon HaRishon, in the first Beis HaMikdash, in its first building, Shalai Kod Me'achurban, which preceding that there was no destruction, Hu Inyan Avodas HaTzadikim, that is the service of Tzadikim. Yosher Hoylech V'chule, you go straight. Mashenkein Beis HaMikdash b'churbonei, the Beis HaMikdash b'churbonei, and then v'achar kach shuv b'binyonei, then again they built b'shichlulei, and the fully putting into place la'osid lavoi in the future to come. Hukiinyan avodas hatshuva, that is similar to the idea of teshuva shalachrei hayirid v'churbon, that takes place after the descent, after the destruction. In one's life, doing Averis, then you do tshuva. Same thing is here, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and then the rebuild. The Yuvon, Mashegam, Riyas, Beis HaMikdash, Bechabonis. Now we understand that also seeing the Beis HaMikdash and his destruction, Bo, Be'agdom, Lebracha, Zuh, comes as an introduction to this bracha. Ki hi mas'ima im kavonis ha-bracha. Because that fits with the intent of the blessing, Shakodesh Baruch Hu, Yitem Yachzim Yitem. That is with the blessing which has give and give again, which is hashpo nisinas koyach, this is a flow, and giving the strength, hein lavedas atzadikim, both for avedas tzadikim, behein lavedas habal tshuva, and also for the work of the bal tshuva. And now we're also going to understand why dafke in the field, because the field represents the softening, so that later on the field will grow. Why? We also understand now. Why is the Beis HaMikdash and Churban hinted davke b'tevas kereyach sode, like the aroma of a field, and we connected it hamerameses, that hints letziyin sode techorish, that tziyin will be plowed like a field, and veloy b'inyan akodav yoyslo techon shel churban, and not something which is closer to the idea of the Churban. And as the Rebbe said earlier, the field plowing of Tzion took place after the Churban. Why are we bringing this specifically to hint for the Churban? Is klolus inyan hatshuva bo al yidei meriras v'leiv nishbar. Generally, the idea, the concept of tshuva comes through bitterness and a broken heart. Al yidei shemargish, through a person feeling eich shara umar ozveches Hashem, quoting the pasuk that it's bad, it's bitter to let go, neglect Hashem. Nishbar libe bikirbay, so his heart is broken inside him. Umismarmen, and he's bitter, umischaret, and he regrets al ma'isov hakoydman, his previous deeds. Umisoyder b'tshuva shlema, and he gets aroused with a complete tshuva ala over for the past. The kabbalah, he accepts toivo, a good decision al haba for the future. And this is very literally when we talk about tshuva for a sin, but there's also the idea that tzaddikim, Mashiach also la'asova tzaddikai b'tiyufto, that level of tshuva is also a similar way that the person is broken from his level, that he's not yet fully connected, he's still together nivra. V'cheinu gam b'madregas ha'nayle shel tshuva z'di tzaddikim. The same thing is in the great elevated level of tshuva of the tzaddikim. B'bchinas, in a level of ruach toshuv elilikim asher nisono. Over there we say that the spirit will return, the level of tshuva by tzaddikim is that it returns to kim asher nisono. So
Because even a complete tzaddik, he's still an entity that loves Hashem. So that's why his avoid of a tzaddik of the tshuva is also that it's feeling that it's bad and it's bitter leaving, not being connected with Hashem fully, but being a metzias, and that brings him to the higher level of teshuva from a tzaddik. Toshuva l'kim Hashem nisona zoyis hameres. That means margish eich shematzove yan hagosri ma'isu. That his condition, his stand, his conduct, and his actions kfishem am ato, the way they're up to now, einam kedaboyi, they're not as they should be. Umuchrach l'shanoisum, and he needs to change them. Zoyis hameres. That means levatelas mitziusay, to nullify, lose his existence, mitziurei, and his form, who he is, akoyin like before. Bechdei lahaschel avid chadosha, lose yourself from what you are, and now you're starting a new service, leheosis mitzius chadosha, to become a new existent. V'zehu inyan, so the techoresh, that is actually what is the idea of a field, then you plow it. Techoresh inyone de marpe arav. This plowing is the fact that you soften up the ground. Haynu shemavatel hametziyus shehoya lifnizeh. That he's nullifying the existent, that which he was before. V'arizehu inyan v'teshuvah, that is tshuva. Tshuva is to break yourself up, to leave, to soften yourself up, before you go and lose your metzias to get to the higher metzias. That's why when we want to hint the Beis Hamikdash in its destruction, we give Moed al Avodas Teshuva, which points to the tshuva, which fits in with the v'yitin lecha, v'yachzer v'yitin, also the tshuva, is be'inyin sod d'choresh, ki b'zem is batez close in his Avodas Teshuva, because that expresses the general concept of tshuva. Oistas. So the Rebbe finally concludes that it's not very good to be a sode techoresh, be nullifying for metzias, but that's not the goal. The goal is that this should bring you to a new metzias, a new avoida, to the avoida of tshuva in ma'ase b'poil, and that's why we have the Beis Hamikdash b'shichlula. Test. Move on. Shetachlis hamerirus va'tshuva. The ultimate goal of this bitterness and the tshuva ubichdei shal yideze yisal achkach ba'avoidu, so that later on through this bitterness and tshuva he should be elevated in his service. Bekiyum atoyro mitzvus, by observing Torah mitzvus b'peil mamish. In actuality, b'yeser zehirus ubetoysus chayus, with more care and with additional vitality. Because there is a possibility that you might actually truly be bitter for your previous conduct, the Yisoyder B'tshuva, and you'll arouse with feelings of remorse, of repentance. Amiti is true tshuva, v'afa pikein Yisoyder gam lahaba, and yet you will remain for the future as well, b'matzobe ha'koidim, in his previous stand. As far as your service, Torah mitzvahs, he will be sunk in his work, in matters of business, and taking mikoyim like before. So that we're talking about on the simple level of tshuva. And even we talked about the higher level of tshuva, that horuch toshuva lekim. Also, you can feel bad and you can still remain in your position. As Rebbe says, "V'alderech zev shalema liyas gam b'misha tshuva shalei b'darag anaylus." Also, in one whose tshuva is in a very high level, shal achrei yisoyrus chulu, that after that arousal, avidosu b'torah mitzvahs tihigi b'avar, his service in Torah mitzvahs should be like in the past, mibli shaturgash tenuas tshuva, without being felt the movement of tshuva. Ozeh mamshichu ma'isiv. That's why it continues on that you saw it, not only saw the chorib, but you saw it like it was built and fully in place. That means that in his blessing includes the true and the actual wholesomeness of teshuvah. Toitzoiseo, the results, hatoivos, the good results, ba'anailos, and the great results, b'kiyum ha'toiru mitzvahs, in the observatory mitzvahs, ba'ifun mishuchlal, in a very beautiful, fixed, complete way, b'chayis neisefes, and with additional energy, shezeh merumas davki b'beis hamikdash ha'shlishi, that is hinted specifically in the third beis hamikdash, shalachri ha'churban, which follows the churban. Omnom! But, however, we still need to first have the bittul. You can't jump to that higher level of completion without being sota techoresh. Omnom mi'idach gis, on the other hand, b'chdei shetetzos ha'tshuva tiyana kidaboyi kinal, in order so that the results of the tshuva should be as they should be, as mentioned earlier. Tzorich liyis ha'tshuva b'ayfon ha'nayle b'amasim l'tachliso. They need to have the level of tshuva in a great way that is fitting to the goal. Hanishagam ba'amrirus u'betshuvasoi turgosh kavanoso v'tachliso b'kima mitzvah toiru mitzvah labo, that also in the bitterness and in the not only that he needs that, but we need that in the bitterness he should feel that the goal is to do the teshuva. V'lachein gam teitzos ha'tshuva merumov v'tevus. So that the chodesh, that's why it's also talking about a field. Before, the emphasis was that it's the chodesh, you need that bittel. But here we're saying, so that the chodesh, a field that is plowed, because when you're plowing yourself on the level of bittel, you need to have there specifically like a field. Kolaymar, ein tachlisa shel ha'tshuva inyan to the chodesh. The goal is not to be plowed. Shabbat, hamrirus v'habittel. To have this bitterness and to have this subjugation. Kiminyan hasode, we want the field. Ha'amoides u'mi'edes lizriya, we want a field which is standing and is destined to sow, tzmicha, to grow, v'havoes peides, and to bring fruits. Kiyum ha'toyr mitzvah l'achakach, the fulfillment of Torah that follows. That's the sode techodesh. And yud, finally, v'apizeh gam yuvon, now we understand why it says the name of Elohim, v'lo shem Avaya, not the name of Avaya. Mikivon, she'iker habracha liYaakov hu she'is baruch v'avedis ha'tshuva. Since the main blessing to Yaakov that he should be blessed with avedis ha'tshuva, hakshura b'inyan hameriris, which is connected to the level of bitterness, shehu inyan hadin v'hatzimtzum, which is the concept of judgment and restrictions, shem Elohim, that's the limitation, the limit. Limits come from the name of Elohim. Omnam ein ze b'chinas Elohim stam, it's not Elohim stam, idlcho ha'elohim, ki im ha'elohim b'hei ha'idea, Elohim with a hei ha'idea, shu inyan ha'idea v'ha'giluy ha'bo l'achar ha'elohim v'ha'tzimtzum, that is the knowledge and the revelation that comes after the blockage and the tzimtzum. Shu'inyan avodas ha'tshuva, that is the avodas ha'tshuva sheba v'achre harichuk, which comes after the distance. V'achone ligilu enyonim aleihem, and that's preparing for those revelation about those matters of which it says, leim nemar, ayin leiros elikim zulasecha. Nobody has seen elikim, that's the revelation that comes through the tzimtzum, but you know, she's gal losid lovi, bebiyas Mashiach tzidkeinu. That will be revealed in the future to come, with the coming of our righteous Mashiach. Masichas Shabbos Parshas told us, Tovshin Chov Dalet.